Last time, Digger Digwillow went on a fantastic voyage in Wit's newest invention, the Imagination Station. Let's find out what happens in part two.
Why do we need any more witnesses? You have heard the blasphemy. What do you think?
No, you can't!
Digger, quiet!
There, you too! You're not supposed to be up there. Get down to the courtyard with the others.
But he hasn't done anything wrong.
Of course he hasn't. Now get down, or I'll come up and get you.
Come on, Digger.
What about Jesus?
Listen. They're taking him to Pilate. There may still be a chance.
What?
Well, the master has broken no Roman law. I'm just not sure.
Sure about what?
Do you see Peter anywhere?
Yeah, over there by the fire.
Come on. Peter, there may still be a chance. They're taking Jesus to Pilate.
Well, what of it? What is that to me?
Don't you care about what happens to the master?
Master? Then you are one of Jesus' disciples.
I told you I'm not. I don't know what you're talking about. I swear it.
Peter. Come on now. You must be. You're a Galilean.
That's right, by your accent. I can tell.
Yes,
you're a Galilean. Tell us about this Jesus.
By the heavens, I don't know the man, I tell you. I've never set eyes on him. Why don't you all just leave me alone? Out of my way.
Peter?
Peter! What's the matter with him?
Oh, no.
What's the matter with you?
Don't you remember the master's words at supper last night? He said that before the rooster crowed...
Peter would deny him three times. Shouldn't we go after him?
No. Look, they're bringing the master out.
Let it be known that Jesus Bar Joseph, by his own admission, stands guilty of blasphemy and is condemned to die by the sentence of this Sanhedrin. He will be taken to the Roman governor, Pontius Pilate, whom we hold responsible to carry out the sentence. Guards?
All right, you. Let's go.
Come on, John Mark. We gotta stay close to him.
No, Digger, wait.
Come, lads. Shall we have a little fun with our Messiah here?
What are you doing? Why are you blindfolding him?
Because we want to see him prophesy. Come, Jesus. Tell us, who hit you?
Don't! Stop it!
Look out! Get back, boy!
Digger, don't!
Stop hitting him!
I said get back!
Digger!
Come on, men! Let's go!
Digger, are you all right?
Oh, yeah, I'm okay. We gotta go after him. We gotta stop him.
No, there's a better way. It's what I tried to tell Peter. My mother is a woman of some influence in Jerusalem. She knows Pilate's wife, Claudia.
So?
It's the governor's custom at our Passover feast to release a prisoner chosen by the people. My mother may be able to talk Claudia into persuading Pilate to let the master go.
Well, what are we waiting for?
Digger, if you keep walking back and forth that way, you'll wear a path in the floor.
Well, where is she? We've been waiting in this courtyard for more than an hour. Jesus could be anywhere by now.
You needn't fear for the master, Digger. I overheard some of the servants saying that Pilate has sent him to Herod. Now, Herod can do nothing without Pilate's permission.
There is hope, Digger.
My dear Mary.
Claudia.
And you've brought your son, John Mark. Oh, my, how you've grown. But who is this strange-looking boy with you?
Yeah, this is my friend, Digger Digwillow.
You are welcome in my home.
Thanks. Where's Jesus?
Digger!
Well, whatever else you may be, you're certainly rude.
Oh, forgive him, Claudia. We're all very anxious about Jesus.
Yes, I know. I could tell from your message.
Is he still with Herod?
Oh, no. He's been back for some time now.
Can we see him?
I'm afraid not. He's in another part of the palace. He's being whipped.
Whipped?
Oh, my.
Now, it's just appearances. Everyone brought before the governor is flogged, even those who are going to be released.
You mean Pilate's gonna let Jesus go?
Well, it looks quite promising. That's why it took so long for me to come out. I've convinced my husband to give the crowd a choice between your Jesus and one of the worst criminals in our dungeons, a murderer by the name of Barabbas. It almost assures us that they will choose Jesus.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, your God had nothing to do with it. It was my influence over my husband.
Oh, Claudia, you are a wonderful friend to do this.
Well, I didn't do it just for our friendship either. I had a terrible nightmare about your Jesus early this morning. He convinced me that he really is innocent. Ah, and my husband must be bringing him out.
If only we could be near him.
Oh, why can't we? Oh, that's right. You can't enter the palace because of your holiday. Oh, no matter. This courtyard has a divine view of the judgment seat. We'll be able to see and hear everything that's going on from here. Come this way.
There's Pilate and the master.
The back of his robe is all bloody.
Our guards are nothing if not quite thorough. Shh, here it comes.
I have given you time to make your decision. Which one do you want me to release to you? Barabbas or Jesus, who is called Christ?
Barabbas! Yes,
give us Barabbas! Yes, give us Barabbas!
You want Barabbas?
But I don't understand. Why would they want a murderer over an innocent man?
Who cares? Let Jesus go! Let him go!
What shall I do then with the one you call King of the Jews?
Crucify him!
Yes! Crucify
him! Why? I find no basis for a charge against him. Shall I crucify your king?
We have no king of Caesar!
Yes!
But this makes no sense at all. They want to kill an innocent man.
We know that. Instead of just sitting here trying to figure it out, help us stop it. Let him go!
I find no basis for a charge against him.
He broke one of our sacred laws!
He claimed to be the Son of God!
The Son of God? Where do you come from, Jesus? Speak! Don't you realize I have the power to release you or crucify you?
You would have no power over me if it were not given to you from above. Therefore, those who handed me over to you are guilty of a greater sin.
I tell you, I find no basis for a charge against this man.
Then let him go!
Bring me water! Pour it over my hands. I am innocent of this man's blood. It is your responsibility. Take him and crucify him.
No!
Oh, dear Lord.
The master is finished.
Sorry. Sorry? Is that all you can say? I'm sorry?
Deeker.
Why did Pilate give in? He could have stopped it.
I don't know.
But Jesus is innocent. You said so yourself. Doesn't that mean anything to your husband?
Justice means a great deal to all Romans. I'm sure the governor had his reasons.
By Jupiter, I don't know what the people of this accursed land want. I'm sorry, my dear Claudia. I tried.
Well, you didn't try hard enough.
Digger!
You dare talk to me in that manner? Who are you?
He's a friend of my son, Lord Pilate. Forgive him. He is concerned about Jesus.
Concerned nothing. You could let him go if you really wanted to. You look to me like you were scared.
Hold your tongue, boy.
Digger, you mustn't talk to the governor that way.
Some governor? He can't even save an innocent man.
Where are you going? I gave you no permission to leave.
Somebody's got to stop this thing. And if none of you will do it, then I will.
That's it. Guards, seize him.
Come here, you.
Let go of me.
Gotcha.
Let go.
Oh, have mercy on him, great Pilate. He is just a boy.
Even boys must learn respect for Roman law. Lock him in a cell until he learns to hold his tongue.
Yes, my lord. Come on, you.
Let go of me. Let go.
Get away from me.
Great. This is just great. Stuck in a stinking jail. How am I going to get out of this one?
Boy.
What?
You act very strange. Who are you talking to?
Oh, no one.
Give me your bread.
Oh, is that what it is? I thought it was a soft rock. Here, you can have it.
You're the youngest prisoner I've seen. Almost as young as I when I started. Why are you in here?
For smarting off the pilot.
Smarting off?
Yeah, you know, being rude.
Good. Good boy, you have spunk. Do you know why I'm in here?
No, why?
Murder. I kill rude little boys.
Oh, well, it was nice talking to you. Enjoy your bread.
Whittaker,
what have you gotten me into?
What is this? Are we arresting children now?
Oh, governor's orders, Centurion. He's here to learn respect for Roman law.
What is the world coming to? We arrest children and innocent men and let murderers go free. What is your name, boy?
Digger Digwillow.
Have you learned respect, Digger?
Well, yes, sir, I sure have.
Let him out.
You better beware of him, Centurion. He's a dangerous one. He might call you a bad name.
Quiet, you, or I'll...
Hold! He's the one I'm here for. Let him out, too.
Out? You're letting me go? I thought I was to be executed.
If it were up to me, Barabbas, you would have been.
Barabbas? Is that your name?
Yes, what of it?
You're the one they chose instead of Jesus.
You know of Jesus?
Yes, he's my friend. Do you know about him?
Indeed. He healed a servant of mine a few years ago. They say he's the son of God, whatever that means.
Ah, there is no God, so how could this man be his son?
But he is. He really is.
Whatever he may be, he's a good man, and the world needs more like him. That's why it's such a pity that he's...
There's got to be some way to stop it.
Stop a state execution? You'd do better at holding back the great sea with a broom.
If only I could be with him. I know I could do something. Do you know where they're taking him?
Yes. It's a place called the Skull, on the outskirts of town.
Take me there, please. Please?
All right, lad. We'll go in my chariot.
Hey, what about me?
You're free to go, Barabbas. Jesus has taken your place.
Can this thing go any faster?
Yeah!
Why is it so dark out here? Was I in jail that long?
No, you weren't. It's still the middle of the day.
Then what happened to the sun?
I don't know.
All right. From here we walk.
Which way?
Up that path. It's not far. They're in a clearing at the top of the hill. But
then
lad,
there's still a chance.
Wait, Digger, wait.
Hurry! We might still be able to stop them. We might.
My God! My God! Why have you forsaken me?
Oh, no. No.
Digger!
Why? Why are they doing this to him? He didn't do anything wrong.
I'm sorry, lad. I cursed.
Oh, now I've got something to drink.
I won't take anything before.
Well, that's not just the thing for the nice scotch soap and vinegar.
All right, here you
go. Can't we do anything?
Drink it all.
Drink it all.
No. As every man, he must die alone.
Jesus!
Father, into thy hands I commit my spirit.
No!
It is finished.
Please.
Surely this man was the Son of God.
Adventures in Odyssey will continue in just a moment. And now, the conclusion of today's adventure.
And now, just when I get to know about him, I have to see him die.
But Digger, the story doesn't end there.
He's dead. It has to end here.
No, the best part is yet to come. Would you like to see it?
I don't know.
You have to trust me, Digger.
All right.
Then hold on. His disciples were in the house. Thomas was with them.
I wonder where I am now. It's still dark.
Mother, where are you going?
I'm just going into the pantry here to get some food for everyone and... What? Digger!
Mary! John Mark!
Digger?
First we find you in the closet, and now the pantry? My, you're a strange boy.
We haven't seen you since Pilate put you in prison. How did you get out?
Well, it's a long story, but I made it out in time to see Jesus.
We know, Digger. We were there, too.
Oh, shush. Hush now. The time for tears is past.
Past? How can you say that after what they did to him?
Oh, but that was before... Oh, you don't know, do you?
Know what?
Oh, Digger, something wonderful has happened.
We think something wonderful has happened, Mother. We're not yet sure.
Well, you believe what you will, but Mary of Magdala and the others saw it.
Saw what?
Well, about a week ago, Mary and a few other women went to the tomb where they laid the Master to anoint his body. It's a burial custom. But when they got there, the tomb was empty.
Empty? You mean somebody stole the body?
No, the chief priests feared that would happen. So they had a great stone placed over the entrance to the tomb and two Roman guards stationed there.
Yes, but when Mary and the others arrived, the guards had fainted, the stone had been rolled away, and the tomb was empty.
But what does it mean? What has happened to him?
He is risen. He's alive.
What?
At least we think so. We're not sure.
Well, Mary of Magdala is sure, and so are Peter and John and many others. They say the Master has appeared to them.
Appeared to them?
Yes, that's what they're discussing in the next room.
This I gotta hear.
No, Peter, I simply cannot believe it.
But Thomas, why? So many have seen him. Mary of Magdala and the other good sisters, and the two on the road to Emmaus. And his appearance to us a week ago in this very room.
Yes, Peter, I've heard the story many times, how he came in through locked doors and stood among you.
He showed us the nail marks in his hands and feet and the wound in his side where the Roman spirit pierced him after he died.
So you've all told me. Brothers, no one loved the Master more than I. No one would like for him to be alive more than I. But sooner or later, we must face up to the facts and let him die in peace.
We have seen him. Mary has seen him. What of that? Doesn't that count for anything?
Yes, it counts for the wonderful memory you have of him. But that is all.
Thomas, you're so stubborn.
I'm not stubborn. I'm a realist. The Master told us to be as shrewd as serpents, and that's what I'm trying to be. Someone is pulling a hoax on us, my friends. Well, the rest of you may be taken in, but not me. Unless I put my finger in the nail marks and place my hand in his side, I will not believe it.
Then turn around and know the truth.
It's the Master. Oh,
Lord. John Mark! It's really him!
Yes!
Peace be with you. Thomas, come here.
Yes, what is it?
You see my hands and feet. Place your finger in the nail marks. And your hand, put it here, in my side. Do you feel the wound?
Yes.
Stop doubting, Thomas, and believe.
My Lord and my God.
Oh, my dear little child, you believe because you've seen. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet still believe.
This is incredible. Really incredible. He's alive, John Mark. He's alive. John Mark, where did you go? John Mark...
Digger Digwillow.
Jesus.
Will you now also believe?
Jesus, I...
Believe in me, Digger. Believe.
Jesus, I do believe. I do believe in you, Jesus.
Digger?
Mr. Whitaker, he came back. Jesus came back. He was dead, but now he's alive and he was here.
I know, Digger. He still is. He's here right in this room right now.
But how? The machine isn't on.
The imagination station doesn't bring Jesus here, Digger. Belief does. When you believe in Jesus, make him your Lord and Savior, he's with you all the time. He told us so in his word, the last words he spoke before he went to be with God. I am with you always.
Wow, this is incredible. I've never felt like this before.
It's called joy.
Well, what do I do now?
Well, you can start by telling your parents and Mr. Riley about it. I think they'd kind of like to know.
Yeah, but who do I tell after that?
The world, Digger. Tell the whole world.
You know, the adventure we've had with Digger is the greatest one that's ever been told, here or anywhere else. And although we're nearing the end of this adventure in Odyssey, it's really just the beginning of a still greater adventure for Digger and for us. An adventure that goes on forever and ever, where each minute is better than the one before. Adventures in Odyssey is a production of Focus on the Family. Today's program is called The Imagination Station and was written and directed by Paul McCusker and Phil Lawler. Our production engineers were Dave Arnold and Bob Luttrell, and our executive producer, Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, inviting you to return again next time for Adventures in Odyssey.